for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, for truly this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning, O God, keeping us in clothing our right mind. Now, God, we invite your presence on this broadcast, God, that you will have thine own way, God. Continue to give us more wisdom, knowledge, and revelation of your word for most of our understanding. And Father God, we will be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn them to the book of Mark, the 5th chapter and the 34th verse. That's Mark 5 and 34. And I will be reading from the New Living Translation. And it says, "And he said to her, Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is, it's your faith. It's your faith. Whatever you believe in God for, it's going to take your faith to carry you through. You see, the first recorded instance of Jesus saying, "Your faith has made you whole," is found in Matthew 9 and 22, where Jesus heals the woman with the issue of blood. And see, the translation version of the King James Version says, "Thy faith has made thee whole." And the NIV says, "Your faith has healed you." So the same incident is also recorded in Mark 5 and 34, where Jesus says, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." You see, Jesus also says, "Your faith has made you well," to a leper he had healed in Luke 17 and 19, and to a blind beggar in Luke 18 and 42. So in other times, Jesus links faith and healing without using the exact words. You see, your faith has made you well, such as in Matthew 8 and 13 and 15 and 28. See, you have to have faith to believe that you are healed. You have to have faith to know you have came out of the situation, even though it looked like it has not changed. But you have to have the faith to know that God has already changed it. Come on, hear somebody. My God. You see, the healing that these people experience is expressed in Greek by a form of the word sozo. That's spelled S-O-Z-O, which means to preserve, to rescue, to save from death, or keep alive. Sometimes sozo refers to spiritual salvation, which is also linked to a person's faith. Okay, so for example, when the prostitute washed Jesus' feet with her tears, he told her much the same thing. "Your faith has saved you." And that is in Luke 7, chapter in the 50th verse. And we can see some other examples. You can look at Mark 10, 52 and Luke 17 and 19. But when Jesus spoke of the faith of the woman with the issue of blood in Matthew 9, his healing was very likely more than physical. Listen to me well. It was a spiritual healing as well, as she is told to go in peace. See, you got to believe. You just can't take it as face value. You have to believe that it's already done. You have to speak it out, and you cannot waver or you cannot doubt. So when Jesus said to the people, "Your faith has made you whole," he was saying that their faith, their confidence in him, oh my God, had been the means of their restoration. Mm-hmm. The power of Christ was what effected the cure. Oh, somebody better get this. But his power was applied in connection with their faith. Just as the faith of some enabled them to receive healing. So healing was sometimes nullified by the lack of faith. See, if you don't believe, it's not going to happen. Faith without works is dead. You can't believe when your spirit has been so high, and then when you don't see nothing happen, you coming back down and then you doubting. You're going to either believe God or you're not going to believe him. You can't waver. So listen, in the same way, salvation comes to a sinner through faith. So everyone who is saved must believe. But it is the power of Christ that saves, not the power of faith. Come on here, somebody. Faith is only the instrument, not the power itself. My God. So, in other words, the value of one's faith does not come from the one who expresses it, but from the object in which it rests. Oh, my God. Mark 10 and 52 and Mark 11 and 22. So, healing is not contingent upon the quality of one's faith, but upon the healer. If you believe that God has healed you, you're healed. Nothing or nobody can shake your faith. Nothing or no one can talk you out of your healing. You can talk your own self out of your healing. You can mess up your own healing by doing the things that is not of God. Come on here, somebody. It was through Christ that the woman in Matthew chapter 9 was able to receive a bodily peace as well as a spiritual peace. You see, we must recognize that Jesus did not discriminate the healing. No. He healed all the people, those ones that had believed in him, that had faith to believe. For example, in the scene of the disabled man at the pool of Bethesda, where multitudes gathered to be healed, Jesus chose only one man to heal. And that's in John 5, chapter 1 through 11. And his interesting case, in this interesting case, he only chose one, because Jesus asked the man if he wanted to be made whole. And his answer was steep. There was no one to carry him to the pool, and he wasn't fast enough to get into the water at that time. So this confused the needy man was healed by God. He was healed by God's grace. He had no faith in Jesus. He didn't even know it was Jesus who had healed him until later. And you can look at John 5, chapter 12 and the 13 verses. And here is another example of someone who was healed before faith is the man born with no sight in John 9 chapter. He did not ask to be healed, but from many others, he was chosen to be healed. Another example of God's grace. So in the case of the man born blind, and also in the case of the man at the pool, Jesus dealt with their physical problems. Look here, separately from dealing with their spiritual need. My God. The man in John 9 later comes to a full realization of who Jesus is and exercises faith in him in verse 38. Jesus' healing of these men was not about their faith as much as it was about his will. My God. Everyone whom Jesus willed to be healed was healed. Sometimes he healed those who expressed their faith in him, and he made a point of emphasizing the condition of their heart. Come on here, somebody. Your faith has made you whole. Mm. Other times, in his great mercy, he healed those who had no faith, and that later drew them to him. The lady who was healed in this scripture had to push her way through a huge crowd in order to touch Jesus' garment. You see, there were other sick people in the crowd whom he had passed by but didn't heal. You see, the difference was that this lady released her faith. She came with an expectancy that stopped Jesus in his tracks and received her miracle. One reason we don't see God's best is because our mind is in neutral. Come on here, somebody. We're not releasing our faith. There's no expectancy. You're not expecting from God. You're just speaking things, but you don't believe what you're speaking. Faith is what causes God to work on your behalf. You can't be at the right place at the right time, but because you're in the wrong frame of mind, listen to me well, you will miss your miracle. Today, are you in the right frame of mind? Do you believe that this is your day to see favor, abundance, healing, or restoration? Come on here. Jesus is passing by. Yes, he is. So to speak, he is passing by. He's not moved by how big your problem is or how challenging your dream is. He's concerned about your needs, but he's moved by your faith. I want you to reach out, and I want you to touch him on today. I want you to ignite your faith to believe for the impossible. I want you to have radical faith. If nobody else touch and agree with you, you do it on your own. It's going to take your faith to move to the next season. It's going to take your faith to move to the next dimension in God. It's going to take your faith. My God, Jesus, let us pray. Father, thank you that our faith and expectancy can be a catalyst for you to do amazing things in our lives. Lord, thank you that we can reach out and touch you by faith today. Lord, we believe that you are making a way for us, that things are changing in our favor, and that victory will be ours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for listening in on today. I thank you for the love and support that you have shown me throughout the years, and I ask that you will continue to pray for me as I will be praying for you, as God is taking me higher in his word. And I just want to let you know, if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Also, go on my website, patriciajwilliams.com. I have written many books. Please look through them and see which one you want. Remember, I love you, and God does too. And remember, when you're down to nothing, rest assured that our God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineview, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited